Okay, Rabbeinu, today's daf is daf hey. We stopped yesterday at approximately 12 lines from the top of the Amud, with towards the end of the line it says Ach Cholak, and then we started Devei Reb Yishmoel Tana. What is all of this about? So we're Emes in the middle of an Inyan, so we'll just do a quick chazara about the last portion that we were learning yesterday. If you go back to Dalid Amud Beis, the Gemara said approximately 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees. That means Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both agree. Miha, that Chometz Mishay Shoyis Ulamala Osur. Everybody agrees that Min HaTorah, Midyar Isa, the Isser of Achilas Chometz, and the Isser of Bal Yeroa, Bal Yemotze, which means that you're not allowed to even see the Chometz in your possession. That doesn't begin Pesach night. It begins already Min HaTorah at 12 o'clock midday. How do we know this? Where does it say that in the Torah? So the Gemara went through a number of Hekeshim. Just briefly, Amar Abaya, 6 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Again, Dalit Amud Bey, 6 lines from the bottom. Amar Abaya, Trey Kroy Ksivi. I have 2 psukim. One pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Se'or Li'imotzi Bevateichem. For a full 7 days. 7 days from beginning of Yom Tov till the end of Yom Tov, don't see even a morsel of chametz or se'or in your midst, in your homes. 7 days. Don't exclude 1 second, the full 7 days. Uksibat is another pasuk. Ach b'yoyim harishoyin tashbis se'or mi bateichem. Now I call it another pasuk, but the truth of the matter is, this is one and the same pasuk. The pasuk begins Shivas Yomim Matzoi Seichelu Ach B'Yoyim Harishon Tashbisu Se'or Mi Bateichem. Now, what means Ach B'Yoyim Harishon Tashbisu? As we'll see later in today's Gemara, this in fact a machloikis exactly what Tashbisu means. But let's assume for our purposes it means to eradicate and to destroy the chametz, whether it has to be Al Yedei Sreifa or through other methods. That's not important for our Gemara at this time. But what is important is that it's telling you, Ach b'yoyim harishon, on the first day, Tashbisu, destroy the chametz. What do you mean, on the first day, destroy the chametz? I don't have any chametz left. I wasn't allowed to even have a morsel of chametz starting from exactly this man on Erev Yontif. If Tzeisek HaChavim was 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever it was, at that time, no more chametz. So what am I doing destroying chametz on Yom Rishon? I don't have any chametz to destroy. And so therefore the Gemara said, it must come to tell you, this B'Yom HaRishon doesn't mean the first day of Yontif. That B'Yom HaRishon means on Erev Yontif. That on Erev Yontif Tashbisu you have to go and destroy. Even though, of course, B'Yom HaRishon normally means the first day of Achadach Nishka Breira. And therefore, I'm going to tell you it means on Erev Yontif. And then the Gemara went back and forth. Maybe it means the first night. Maybe it means the night before. Maybe it means the morning. How do you know the midday? And we concluded at the end, Ach Cholak. So going back now to Hey Amid Aleph, skipping to the 10th, 12th line. The Gemara asked, Eimim Mitzafra, maybe we should say that this Isser of Chometz is already 6 o'clock in the morning. No, Ach Cholak. Ach Cholak means we're going to split the day in two. And we're going to split it and say at 12 o'clock midday, that's the time that the Isser Chometz hits. Fine. That was yesterday's drasha. Now we have other drushas today. Again, all to answer the question, how do we know that midday on Erev Yontif, the Isser Chometz already starts? So, Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. We're on the 12th, 13th line from the top. Matzina Yudalit Shenikar Rishoin. It's very simple. What we said before, that Ach B'Yoyim HaRishoin means Erev Yontif, and people are scratching their heads and saying, come on, how could that be? I mean, that's impossible. Come on. Yom Rishon means the first day of Yontif. No, says Tana Rabbi Shmuel. I find, in fact, Beferish in the Pasuk. Shenema B'Rishoin. B'Arbo Oser Yoyim LaChoydesh. What is this pasuk? This is number 3 here in our Gemaras. Again, a pasuk in Parshas Boy. Barishoin barbo osel yoim lachoidish ba'erev toichlu matzois ad yoim oechad be'esrim lachoidish ba'erev. So it says barishoin barbo osel yoim. So what does barishoin mean? Barishoin, says the Gemara, means the first day mean the first day. Barbasa yoim, that's Erev Pesach. Oh, Erev Pesach is called Barishoin. The truth of the matter, Rabbi say, is the Pashat of Pshat and the Pasik, Barishoin is referring to the first month of the year. Because Nisan is considered to be the first month of the year. Chodesh is a lechem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon hu lechem, Lechot Shia Shana. So Barishoin Pashat Pshat really means the first month, meaning in Chodesh Nisan. However, usually, when the Pasuk is telling us about months, it would say, Ba'choydesh HaRishayin. It would say, Ba'choydesh HaRishayin. It says, Barishayin, not Ba'choydesh HaRishayin. So therefore, the Gemara takes this as a way of saying that the Rishayin here is not referring to the first month, but it's referring to the first day. Yeah, but it's Bar Ba'asar. It's Erev Yontiv. Oh, so this goes back to the Pasuk that we had on the Amud Beis. Ach b'yoyim harishon tashbis ha'armi batechem, where on the surface b'yoyim harishon sounds like the first day of Yontif. No, rishon means the day before Yontif, erev Yontif. Barbo asayim dos heist barishon. Ach b'yoyim harishon. Okay, so basically, Beit Rabbi Shmuel agrees with the drasha of yesterday. All he's doing is, he's telling us, don't have any heart palpitations. When the Gemara tells us that B'yoyim HaRishon is referring to Erev Yontif, how could that be? After all, B'yoyim HaRishon means Yontif. So Abaye said, I have no choice, because I cannot say that you should destroy the chametz on Yontif, because I don't have any chametz left on Yontif. Shivas yamas arli matim vatecha. Muzduch zayin by default, that B'yoyim HaRishon means on Erev Yontif. Tan Rabbi Shmuel says, it's not by default. Have been Fadish and Pasik. Barisha and Babasi and Lachoidish. The Erev Yontif is called Barisha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says something similar. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Rishon de Meikara Mashma. What means the Meikara? When you see the word Rishon, it means like from the beginning. Even before what we are talking about. What do you mean? The Omakra, a Pasik in Eoiv. The Pasuk in Eoiv asks Peloshin Bitmia in a rhetorical fashion, Harishon Adam Tivoled, was anyone born before Adam Rishon? Of course not. Adam Rishon was number one on this world. So the word Harishon means before Adam was anyone born. Ah, so I see that Rishon means before. The Meikara Mashma. And therefore here too, when it says in the Pasuk, Ach b'yoyim harishon, it means before. Before what? Before Yontif even began. That means on Erev Yontif. Now, how do all of them know that it's Chatzois? Presumably, they all rely on the Ach Cholak, because it says, Ach b'yoyim harishon, Ach is Achin v'rakin miyutinein, that we split it down the middle, and we make it add Chatzois. It's interesting, Rashi doesn't typically bring gematrios, but here it says that there's another raya that ach cholak, that in fact we start the Isser Chometz from midday at Chatzos. What's the raya? So you look at the Rashi ach cholak, it's the third of the narrow lines, in other words, the seventh line from the top of the Amud. Rashi starts with ach cholak, ach and verakin mi'utin. Whenever you see the word ach, that means that you are limiting. Alma miktasayoyim mutter umiktasay osur. Since it says ach b'yoyim rishon on day one, tashbisus are destroy the chametz. It doesn't say b'yoyim rishon tashbisus. It says ach b'yoyim rishon. So ach limits the isur, and says it's not a full day, 24 hours of Yisur, it's only half a day, meaning at Chatzos. Me'at Yishlom Lechalik, Chetzi Yisur, Chetzi Lehetzer. The Ikri Omar, says Rashi, Achu Chetz, Bigmatria Di Achas, Batoh Gif Dachat. Back in Masechta Shabbos, towards the end, you'll remember, the Gemara told us that there are a number of ways of putting the letters together in the Torah, and coming out with a formula, what we call a gematria. The most popular one that people are familiar with is the At Bash Gar Dak, that you take the first letter and the last letter of the alphabet and you put them together. At, Aleph and Tof. And then you go to the second letter and then to the penultimate letter, which means Bash, Beis and Shin. And then Gar, Gimel and Reish. And Dak and Dalet and Kuf, etc., etc. And you learn from that grada when various days of the Yom Tovim are going to fall out during the year. Okay, that's already beyond the topic. But then there's another gematria also brought in the Gemara there. Achas. Achas means that you start from the first letter and then you climb to the eighth letter and then to the eighth letter after that. Meaning you start with Aleph, the eighth letter is Ches, and then if you add seven more letters after Ches, it's Tes and Yud and Chav and Lamed and Mem and Nun and Samach. Seven letters later, you get Samach. Oh, so you started for the Aleph, seven letters later is Ches, seven letters later is Samach. And then you continue on the same thing again. You start off the letter Beis, seven letters later is Tes, and seven more letters is Ayin. And then you start off with the Gimel, and then you go to the Yud and to the Fei. And you start off with Dalet, and you get to the Chof and the Tzadik. And so on and so forth. We don't have to go beyond that. Why not? Because it says Ach. And when you have this gematria, it means that the letters are mischalif. You can do an exchange or a substitute. Aha. So therefore, take the Aleph of Ach, and that substitutes with the Ches of Achas, and then take the Chof of Ach, and that is substituted with the Tzadik of Dachatz, and therefore we're left with Ches Tzadik. Oh, Ches Tzadik means Chotzi, means half. That's Chatzois, 12 o'clock on Erev Yom Tov. If I would tell it to you without telling you it's Rashi, you'd think it's some sort of Hasidish pshat. Come on, Achas, and no, it's based on this Gemara, and Rashi HaKodesh says in Befeirish that this is another Mekoyer, that it's midday based on this Gematria.
So the Ach Aleph that goes to, shouldn't that go to Tav at the end?
That's in the At Bashkar.
Uh-huh.
But here we're talking about a different type of arrangement, the Achas, Bato, Gip, and Dachat, which is a different Gematria sequence. And this sequence is based on the next seventh letter, from Aleph to Ches to 7, and from Ches to Samach to 7. No problem.
We heard the derivation from Chatzi, which is very interesting. Of course, I've memorized it. But now, what about Rishon? Did we solve that yet?
So the Rishon we've solved, and that we've said, for instance, according to Nachman Yitzchak, that the word Rishon doesn't only mean first. It means the one at the very, 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 very beginning. And that's why the Gemara asked, HaRishon Adam Tivalet HaPasek in Eiv, was there anybody in the beginning even before Adam HaRishon? Of course not. So you see that the word HaRishon is used in the sense of Meyikara, meaning at the very, very outset, the very beginning. So here too, when it refers to Shivas Yomim Se'or Li'imotiv Lotecha, and at the same pasuk says, Ach B'yom HaRishon, it's saying, 7 days, don't eat chametz, don't think about chametz, don't look at chametz, don't have chametz in your possession. Ach B'yom HaRishon, even before that, Meikara, even before you get to the 7 Shivas Yomim, on day Erev Yontif, Tashbih, so destroy all the chametz. When on Erev Yontif, that's the Ach, that's the Chet, Chatzi.
So it really comes down to, this is the first day of your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this really means.
It's true. And by the way, bear in mind that this is not that remote, because Erev Yom Tov is a major day. That's when the millions of Yidden are coming to bring their Korban Pesach on Erev Yom Tov. And as we'll see shortly in the Gemara, the Pasuk is going to tell us that when you're bringing your Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to have any chometz in existence. And therefore, that's why you got to eradicate it. So Erev Pesach is already Pesach Dik. That's why you have to make the whole, because in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and Mi'etchem, this coming Pesach, Mi'etchem, we're all going to bring the Korban Pesach. You'll see, Erev Yontif, it's going to be busy. People are going to be rushing with their animals, with their rams, and with their goats to go and bring Korban Pesach and eradicate the chometz. It's on Leidik. But anyway, let's get back to our Gemara now. So we had...
Excuse me, Chet. Chet is arrow. Chetzi is three letters.
Right. Chet, and Chatzos is four letters.
Right, so it's... I was saying, okay. It's the same show.
You split the difference.
Probably etymologically, there is a connection between chet, chetzi, and chatzois. Probably that is because when a person shoots an arrow, especially if he shoots it directly and he gets it on the spot, then it's going to go and split between the right and the left, between the top and the bottom. And if Chas V'Shalom, he shoots an arrow at a person, he might go and divide between life and Chas V'Shalom, non-life. So it could very well be that the word chetz and chetzi is related, that you go and shoot your arrow and it gets on target and kind of splits between this half and that half. Anyway, but that's how Rashi says, that ches is tachas aleph, tzadik is mokem chav, and you got chetz, which stands here for chatzois, and that's your remez.
Well, what's Rashi's What's his dachas? He's talking about the aleph is a ches. But what is this?
This goes again in order.
Every seventh
letter. Right. You start from Aleph, you get to Ches, and then seven letters later is Samach. You start with Beis, seven letters later is Tes, seven letters later is Ayin. You start with Gimel, then you get seven letters Yud, and then Fei. And finally, from Dalit to Chof to Sadi. Now this continues on, but we don't need to continue on for our purposes, because we need the Aleph from Achas for the Ches, and we need the Chof and the Tzadik for the Chetz.
This is a secret code.
Secret code. Zog Gemara, we learned to end the Masech to Shabbos. Anyway, let's get back to Gemara. Zog Gemara, Vayter. Elamiyato, Freit Gemara. Elamiyato. It says, Ulekachtem lechem b'yoyim harishoyin. This is the famous mitzvah of Arba Minim. It says, Ulekachtem lechem b'yoyim harishoyin priyetz hodor. Kapoiz tamorim anaf eitz oviz v'arvi nochal. Go and take your Arba Minim, meaning the lulav and esrik. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem ulekechem shivas yomim. Frank Timora, you're going to tell me this Harishon also mean Hachinami, Rishon to me. Karamashma. Does that mean that we should all start shuckling Lulav and Esrig on Erev Yontif? Because you're telling me that Rishon means Harishon Odom Tivola, it means Meikara from the very beginning. So just like by Pesach, it means Erev Yontif. So maybe here too, you take the Arab Minim on Erev Yontif. Says Timora, no. Kenizan. Kushani Hosam, look at the end of this pasuk. Tichsiv usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. It says that you take the lulav and esrik and you have the simcha of taking the arba minim in hand. The arba minim signifying and symbolizing unity among Klal Yisrael. So of course, when you hear unity, everybody is besimcha. Usmachtem shivas yomim. Mashvi, just like the shivas yomim. Mashvi means shvi lechag, the seventh day of Yontif. Afrisha, the Risha which appears in the beginning of the Pasuk, is also Risha Lechak. It's all one Pasuk, Rabbi Say. For those of you that have the Torah or HaSholem, in my Gemara you have the numbers, it's number 5. Maybe in your Gemara it's a Hey. Ulekachtem lechem b'yoyim harishoyin, priyetzor dekapayis tamar. And then the Pasuk ends off with smachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yom. So just like that shivas yom means 7 days of Yontif, b'yoyim harishoyin also means the first day of Yontif and not Erev Yontif. Says Yimara, 1 second. On the surface, that sounds fine. But let's go back to the psukim of yesterday. Hochanami ksiv, in the very same pasuk, the pasuk begins. This is number 6 in my Gemaras. Maybe you have Vav, I'm not sure. It says, Shivas yomim matzis techelu, eat matzis for 7 days. Ach bayoim harishon tashbisa se'ar mi batechem, make sure to go and eliminate all the chametz from your homes. So it says in the same pasuk. Why don't we say the same thing? That what? And now going to the Gemara. Hachinami ksiv ach b'yom harishon tashbisu. And then says, shivas yomim matzis techelu. So why don't we go and say, shivas yomim means the 7 days of Yontif. So probably b'yom harishon also means the first day of Yontif. Just like you said by Lulav and Esrig. You said Lulav and Esrig, they lekach lechem b'yom harishon. That must mean the first day of Yontif. Because the same pasuk ends. Usmach lefnei Hashem kechem shivas yomim. So shivas yomim b'yom harishon, we're talking about the same yomim. Not the day before, we're talking about Yom Tov. See here too, it says, Shivas Yomim Matis Techelu, 7 days, means 7 days of Yom Tov. Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu. That sounds like the first day of those 7 days of Yom Tov. Manishtana, what's the difference between Pesach, when we say Manishtana, and Sukkis, that by Pesach you say Barishon means Erev Yom Tov, and Lukach Lucham b'yom harishon, on Sukkis you say it's the first day of Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, you have an excellent point. Imke nichtiv kra rishoin. If the pshat over here, by the elimination of the chometz, is referring to the first day, it could have said ach biyoyim rishoin tashbisu shiva tashbisu. Why does it go and say ach biyoyim harishoin? Oh, the extra hey lamali shma minolikadamaran. So this hey identifies that this rishoin is not the first of the 7 days, but this is the rishon that precedes the 7 days on Erev Yontif. Sounds good, but there's a big problem. Gesundheit. Ihochi, what's the problem? Hosam nami. Look at Lulav and Esrig. There it also says, Ulekachtem lechem b'yoyim harishoyin. Did anybody suggest that that means on Erev Yontif? No, b'yoyim harishoyin means on Yontif. See here too, ach b'yoyim harishoyin means on Yontif. This is the fact that it has a hey is l'chayda loy malav loy moirid. Harishan lomali. V'su, and I have another kasha. Hosam d'chsiv, over there where it's written. What means over there? We have a pasuk now, l'gabei hilchos Pesach. What does it say by hilchos? No, I'm sorry. Withdraw that. Again, we have halacha l'gabei hilchos Sukkos, where it says b'yom harishon shabbosayin uv'yom ha'shmini shabbosayin. The first day of Sukkos is shabbosayin. Shabbosayin means shabbosayin mikra kodesh, total isur, prohibition against doing any malacha, except of course malachas oichel nefesh, cooking. Uviyay mashmini, on the eighth day, referring to shmini atzeres, is also Shabbos sign. Okay, so now let me ask you, are you going to go and tell me b'yoy marishon, ey marishon to me, kara mashma, that this b'yoy marishon Shabbos means erev sukkis, that erev sukkis you're not allowed to do any work, and it says harishon b'tehei? Obviously not. That B'yom Rishon is referring to the first day of Yontif, of Sukkos. So in Bazoi, so you see it says, Rishon mit Rishon mit Ahei, Hu Rishon, and yet you're still talking about Yontif itself. Over here it says B'yom HaRishon, it's referring to Yontif. By Lulav and Asterik it says B'yom HaRishon is the first day of Yontif. Manishtana, how do you know that Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisa was referring to Erev Yontif? And for the Gemara, Shani Hasan the Yom Kippur, since the same pasuk says, "Vayoyim Harishin Shabbosin, Ovayoyim Hashmini Shabbosin, Mashmini Shmini Dechag, Afrishin Rishin Dechag." Just like Shmini means the eighth day of the 8 days of Yontif, meaning Shmini Atzeres. So the Rishin, it's a hekish Rishin to Shmini, Shmini to Rishin. Rishin also means the first day of the Chag. Freit Gemara, but Harishin normally, you said before that the extra hay comes to tell us something new, something special. Ah, Lemutei Chalishon Moyed, that's to come to tell you that only the first day and only the eighth day is all work prohibited, except for cooking, Melechas Eichel Nefesh, and carrying, but otherwise everything is awesome. So what does it come to exclude? All the intermediate days, from day 2 through day 7, that all of those are days that we call Chol HaMoed. Because here in Chutz Laaretz, we're machmir on day number 2. And Sveika D'Yoyma. And day 7 turns out to be Hoshana Rabbah. But it's still Chol HaMoed. And so therefore, says Imara, that's why we had to have the B'yoyim HaRishon to go and tell you, only Rishon is there a din of Shabbosoin, total prohibition against work. But the rest of days of Yom Tov, 2 through 7... you're mutter by those types of malacha which are absolutely required for your panasa or things which are very, very urgent.
Essential.
Oh, tshkoyach. But other types of work, of course, even cholamoid, you're supposed to refrain as much as possible to be in the yontif spirit, but it's still not that same degree of shabbosin. Anyway, so that's what Hurishin comes to say. Freit Gemara, I don't need a hay of Harishon to teach us that. Even if it didn't say with the hay, it would just say b'yoyim rishon shabbosin, or b'yoyim shmini shabbosin. So then I would go and use my powerful tools of deduction and inference, and I would say, there are 8 days of Yontif. And the Torah tells us the first day, be careful, don't do any malacha. And by the way, 8th day also don't do any malacha. So what do you think the rule is for 2 through 7? Let me think. Is it prohibited from halacha? Then it would say all of the days are Shabbosai. By the fact that it specifically isolates exclusively day 1 and day 8, that tells you already that 2 through 7 is not on that same madrega of Isra Malacha. So I don't need the hay of Harishai. Says Imar, yeah, I do need the hay. It's true. So kadaita chamin ahoyl dekos rachmana uvayoy mashmini with a vav uvayoy mashmini vav moisev al inyan rishoin dafil b'choyle shel moyed. The Gemara often says yofinan elyoin mitachtoin, which means that the vav is machaber not only to tell you later on in the pasuk things that we learned about earlier, about the earlier things in the pasuk, but also the other way around, that we can learn sometimes Elyon Mitachtoin, what it says later in the pasuk, that will go and be instructive of what happens before. So therefore the extra vav, Uvayoy Mashmini, perhaps is saying, not only on day 8 is there Shabbosin, but also the previous 6 days from Beis through Zion, the second through the seventh, they also have a din over Shabbosin. Uvayoy Mashmini, and also the 8th day. Kamash Balon, that's why the hay has to go and put this to bed and say, no, Rabbi Sai, don't even think that Chol HaMoed is on the same level of Isser Melacha, like the first day and the last day. No. Horishon Asa Basias Melacha. Chol HaMoed is Mutter. Frank Timaris, you're telling me the whole purpose of the Hay is to undermine the Vav Uvayoy Mashmini. That if we just say Uvayoy Mashmini alone, I would say that includes all the Chol HaMoed days. That's why I have to have the Hay to neutralize that Vav, to counteract and say, ignore the Vav, it's only the first day and the eighth day. So, Frank Timaris, Filei Lichtu Rachmona Levav, Filei Hay, why did the Kodesh Baruch have to throw in the Vav? And therefore, in a sense, mislead us into thinking that perhaps Chol HaMoed is also Asav Asiyas Melacha, but to go and bring immediately the vaccine, the antidote, and says, yeah, but I have the hay. The hay comes to tell you, no, there is no din of Issa Melacha.
It neutralizes it.
So what do I take away the hay? Vav, and they don't need the hay. Vesu, and I have another kasha. Hosan Dechsiv, and now we're talking talk about Pesach. It says, Bayoim Harishon Mikra Kodesh Yalechem. Now, that is referring to the first day of Yontif of Pesach. Maybe I should say this is referring to Erev Pesach. That Erev Pesach is Mikra Kodesh, you're not allowed to do any malacha on Erev Pesach. But that's not the case. There are, of course, many communities where they have the minhag not to do work, especially after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. But there's no absolute biblical injunction or issur. So why don't you go and say, "Bayam Hurish Mitahei means Meikara Mashma," and even before you onto Erev Pesach, Mikra Koydish, it's also Masiyas Malacha. So what we're doing is we are challenging each one of these drushes, where we kept on saying that the Ach Bayoim Harishon means Erev Yontif. Where do you take this from? That the ism of eating chametz and the din of destroying and eliminating the chametz is Bayoim Harishon from Erev Yontif. Maybe it means Beyontif. Sisa Meikara Mashma. No, here also said Meikara Mashma. Bayoim Harishon Mikra Kodesh. Are you going to tell me that the ism Alocha starts in Erev Yontif? Says the Gemara, all of these points are very, very valid. Elahani Shloisha Rishon Miboyle Diktoni Devei Rabbi Shmuel. What the Gemara tells us is, we had altogether four Horishoins that we had to deal with. The first Horishoin was the one about the din of the Isser of Bali Yeroa, Bali Yemotze, Ach Bayoim Horishon Techbisus Army Batechem. That the Gemara says, that means Meikara Mashma, that means Erev Yontif, that's it. End of discussion, that is Erev Yontif. How do I know? Midday, we already went through, because it says, Ach, Mita Gematria, Una Gematria, but that's Erev Yontif. But I have now three other Rishoins, and in fact, Hu Rishoins. I have one by Lulav and Esrik, that's the Lekach Telchem B'Yoim Hu Rishoin. I have another one by Sukkis, B'Yoim HaRishoin Shabbosin, or B'Yoim HaShmini Shabbosin. And then I have now the third Rishoin, again here by Pesach, B'Yoim HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. And in each one of these three, you agreed that it doesn't mean the day before, but it means the first day of Yontif. Oh, but didn't you say Horishon Meikara Mashma? Says the Gemara, no. These three Horishons come for a different purpose altogether. What other purpose? The Ketani Rabbi Shmuel, the Ketani Rabbi Shmuel, Bischar, Shloisha Rishon, Zachu Lishloisha Rishon, in the Schar, that we are Mekayim, that we go and take the Lulav and Esrig on the first day of Sukkot. That we're Mekayim B'yoim HaRishon Shabbosain, that we refrain from Malach on the first day of Sukkot. B'yoim HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, that we refrain from Malach on the first day of Pesach. We're Zoicha to three other Rishons, that Amiyat Hashem Li Osid Lavoi will be Zoicha L'Hachris Zarei Shel Esav, to destroy the Zarei Shel Esav, our arch enemy, including Amalek and the Gamsa Mishpucha. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash will be Zoicha Amiyat Hashem to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Ulishmoy Shel Mashiach, and will be Zoicha Amiyat Hashem to Mashiach coming. What are those three? L'Hachris Zarei Shel Esav, Dechsev, what does it say by Esav? We learned in last week's Sedra. V'yeitzi Hu Rishon Ad Moini Kulika Deres Seyar. None other than Esav. Hu Rishon. The Beis HaMikdash is described as the Kisei Kovid, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has down below, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, connected to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, and it refers to it as Rishon. It continues on, the Koy Mikdashenu. So you see, Mokka Mikdash, it's called Rishon. This is a reference to Mashiach, and here too it's called Rishon Letzion. So bischar that we're mekayim the three rishoins of arba minim, first day Sukkot, first day Pesach, not doing malacha, we're zoicha to these three rishoins meachem losadavi. Now, what is the connection between these three rishoins and those three rishoins? Ayin Marsha, where he goes and makes a direct connection between these three particular mitzvahs and these three schars, these three rewards of the Zar Shalamolek, Beis HaMikdash, and Mashiach. He also explains why it says Shmoishu Mashiach instead of just saying Mashiach. Anyway, Ayin B'Marsha.
What Sarushan and Sion said from the city...
For the chief rabbi, the Sephardic rabbi. Besides that, Rishon Letzion means the name of Mashiach Tzidkenu, that he's going to be the Rishon.
It's like Menachem, you know.
The Gemara at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin says that there are four names for Mashiach. One of them is Menachem.
And right. Another one is Rishon Letzion? That's one of the name, or just
this is a title. To... Right, it's a title.
Okay.
He'll have the name, the Rishon Letzion. Okay, Rova Omar. So now, this whole Gemara until now, we went through at some length the definition of the word B'yom HaRishon, to identify that B'yom HaRishon means not the first day of Yom Tov, but it means Erev Yom Tov. Rav Amarava says, I don't need to come on to B'yom HaRishon, I have a much easier limud. Mehacha. What does it say in the Pasuk? Le'sishchar al chametz dam sivchi. When a person is shechting the Korban Pesach on Erev Yom Tov, whether he's shechting or somebody shechting on his behalf, Darshan Nigmar, what means le'sishchar al chametz? You don't go and shecht on top of a loaf of bread or on top of challah, but it means l'sishchar pesach v'adayin chumitz kayim. If you have chumitz in your possession, you're not allowed to shecht the korban pesach. You're over an iser lav l'sishchar al chumitz. Ah, now when's the earliest time possible that you can go and shecht the korban pesach? It says in the pasuk bein arboyim. So that means from 12 o'clock. Rashi points out, it's taka true, you wouldn't start before 12:30. That's because of steak, it's because of the shadow of the Beis HaMikdash. But the real time is really from 12 o'clock. Ah, okay, so from 12 o'clock, when's the time that you can go and bring the Karban Pesach Min HaTorah? From that very moment, don't have chametz. Ah, oh, we have the answer now. We don't have to come to a gematria, nishka chatzois, and nishba yom harishayim. It says in the Torah, Erev Pesach, yeshechti Karban Pesach, no more chametz. Beautiful. Maybe the pasuk is telling you, every Jew in Klal Yisrael, when you are going to the Beis Hamikdash to go and shecht your Korban Pesach, or when your Rosh HaChabura is shechting on your behalf, not everybody is there at 12 o'clock or 12:30. As you remember the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, there are three kitzos, and the third kitzo was always called the Kat HaAtzlanim. The third one was called the Kat HaAtzlanim. These are the people that are delayed, that are lazy, that are late. And therefore, they were given the beautiful name, Kaswatzlan. But the point is, some people are shechting the Korban Pesach at 1, and some at 1:30, and some at 2, and some at 3, and some at 4. So, Bazoi, why don't you say, when you shecht, at that time, you eradicate the chametz. If I'm a Kaswatzlanim guy, and I barely get to the Beis HaMikdash at 4 o'clock to go and shecht the Korban Pesach, maybe I'm allowed to eat chametz until 4 o'clock. So Rashi tells us a very important point. The Torah was not given for each Jew individually, it was given for Klal Yisrael as a whole. And therefore we don't go and do subjective rules, it's all objective rules. If you look at Rashi, two lines higher than where we are in the Gemara, the Torah didn't go and cut up the Torah standards in salami fashion and say, Lezez Manoi, Yankel, you can eat chametz until 1. Ulezez Manoi, and Beryl, you can go and eat chametz until 2. And Shmerel, you get until 3:30. Hoyl Vakovaliz Man, Visure Shava Bakoy Lekulam, Sman Echad Kova. So when the Torah says over here, Lezishchat chametz dam zivchit Lezishchat, what does it mean, Lezishchat a pesach adayin chametz kaim? It means, from the first moment that you are entitled to go and shech the Korban Pesach, from that moment, that's when you have to stop the chametz. Tanim hochi bring a rai from a braisa, and the braisa is going to have three tanoim. The first Tana Rabbi Shmuel, is going to be exactly like Rava. Tana mihochi, ach b'yom rishon teshbisas or mibateicha, me erev yontif. Oyene ele b'yontif atzmai, it says ach b'yom rishon, maybe Yom Rishon means the first day of Yom Tov. Tam Elohim, that's why it's in the Potter, Lishishchar al chametz dam zivchi, Lishishchar as a Pesach, v'adayin chametz kayin de Rabbi Shmuel. Exactly the same thing that we had according to Rava. So, b'slo shver that this Vei Rabbi Shmuel has this drasha, while at the top of the Yom, we had Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Matzina Yudalid, based on Barisha and Barbosa Yem Lachoydish. Lachoydish, we have two drushes in the name.
As a matter of fact, they had different pitot.
Good. So that's a very good point. I'm sorry?
What is Devei Rabbi Shmuel? What's Rabbi Shmuel?
Oh, I agree with you. So let's look at the second Toysis before the end. You see, it's a short little Toysis. So, Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Taimalari, the ton of Rabbi Shmuel, Nafkali Mikrachrena. In other Gemaras we find that they in fact do ask a stira. Here it says Rabbi Shmuel, and here it says Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Isn't that a stira? So the Gemara could ask over here too. Anyway, the Tosis leaves us with a kasha, and perhaps the answer is going to be multiple Talmidim in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Tana Rabbi Shmuel may be a later generation of the Talmidim, and the Talmidim already had a machloikis. What did the original Rabbi Shmuel say? But anyway, but you notice that Tosis already notes this apparent difficulty. Anyway, but this Rabbi Shmuel is smack exactly like Rava. That was Tanya Mihaki like Rava. But now we're going to bring two other pshatim. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Eina Tzorech. I don't have to have this pasuk of Loisishchad al Chametz Dam Divchi. Hari Oimer, Ach B'Yemer Ishan Teshbis Zormi Bateicha. And Uksiv Kol Malacha Loi. Now it doesn't say Loi Sasu, but it says Loi Yose Bohem. So we have two psukim which seem to be contradictory. One pasuk says, on Yom Rishon you have to destroy the Chametz. And as we'll see on the Amid base, Rabbi Kiva is one of those Tanoim that holds the Tashbisu does not mean just putting it in the trash bin, or just saying, I am Mafkir and I'm Mavatul my Chametz, but Tashbisu means Havara. You gotta burn the Chametz, literally, with a fire. You're not allowed to do a malacha on Yontif, and therefore Matin Lavara Shia Malacha. And we know Havara is one of the 39 malachas of Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and stand willy nilly, go and make a fire. You are allowed to make a fire litzoyrich for purposes of cooking, but stamazoy you can go and make a fire on Yontif. So Ibazoy, how does it say destroy the chametz on Yontif, but don't make a fire? The only way I can destroy it is by firing, by burning it. So, Muzdach Zayin, says Rabbi Kiva, that B'Yemarishan means Erev Yantif. We're going to talk about Rabbi Kiva on the Amid Beis in another couple of moments. Rabbi Yossi Oymer Tzarech. I don't need Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. I don't need Rabbi Kiva's drasha. Harry Oymer says, Ach, B'Yemarishan, Tashbis, Sarim, Batechem. May Erev Yantif. When it says B'Yemarishan, that means the day before Yantif. Erev Yantif. Maybe it means Taka, the first day of Yatuv. So what does that mean? Says the Gemara. The Yatuv Atzmoi Acholak means we're going to go and divide up the day. How are you going to divide it up? We already said before. Half a day Mutter, half a day Aser. With the Gematria, on the Gematria. Chetz, Chetzi, Chatzois. Half of the day. So Zoktimar, the Yontif Atzmoi, if you're going to tell me B'Yom Rishon means the first day of Yontif, Mishari, can you go and say that on the first day of Yontif, half of the first day is Mutter B'Chometz, and half of the day is Osir B'Chometz, Ha'iskish, and now the Gemara quotes the Hekish that we had yesterday at the top of the Amud here, Ha'iskish Hashboshes Se'or La'Chiles Chometz, we have a Hekish of the din of destroying the Chometz to the din of Achiles Chometz. And we have another hekesh of achilas chametz, achilas matzah. What were these two hekeshim? So if you remember, if you just turn to the top of the Amid, you don't have to turn, just look up on the third line from the top of the Amid. We learn, that's the din of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, destroy the chametz. And then the pasuk says, ki kol oichel machmatzes v'nichrisa. So you see the term is makish. The Torah puts together in the same pasuk. The fancy schmancy word is the Torah juxtaposes the two together in one pasuk. The din of Ashbasa Sa'or to the din of Achilles Chomet. And then I have another pasuk. Achilles Chomet, Achilles Matzah Dichsiv. Kol Machmet is lo yisoy chelu, don't eat Chomet. B'chol moish v'seichem toichlu matzah, but do eat matzois. So again, I have a hekish between the iser of achilas chametz to the mitzvah achilas matzah. And know that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is Seder night, because it said in the pasuk, "Be'erev toichlu matzis." Aha. So therefore, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah Seder night. So therefore, there's an iser to eat chametz Seder night. And if there's an iser to eat chametz Seder night, there's an iser of bal yiroh bal yamatze because of the other hekish. So how can you go and tell me that it's mutter to have chametz until midday, first day of Yontif, and let's go and do the chetz, the chatzois on first day of Yontif? That's not true. He can't be, because already Seder night I'm not allowed to eat the chametz. I'm not allowed to have the chametz in my rishus. Mustaf Zayin says Rabbi Yossi that this pasuk of B'yom Rishon is not referring to the first day of Yontif. It must be referring to the day before Yontif on Erev Yontif. So that's a three-way machlekes. Amar Rava. Rava says, don't forget Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the one that said in the middle over here that we have a stira. One pasuk says, burn the chametz. The other pasuk says, but you're not allowed to burn on Yontif. Shema mina Rabbi Kiva tlas. Shema mina ein bir chametz elis reifa. Number one, we see that the word tashbisu doesn't mean just to be mavatel, or to go and throw it in the trash bin, or even throw it into the yam, but rather you gotta burn it, tashbisu, you gotta burn it. Ushma mina havar l'chalik yotzes. That's the famous machloikis when it said in the pasuk Sevaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem. Why did the Torah isolate this in a special pasuk? After all, Havara is one of the 39 malachas. So why do I need a special pasuk? Sevaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem. So there's a bekamta machloikis we had in Masechet Shabbos, and it's brought in a number of other places. The machloikis is whether it's lechalik yotzes or lelav yotzes. As Brother Shai says, according to one man, the Yemen means lelav yotzes. Lelav yotzes means that although all the other 38 malachas of Shabbos, if a chas shalom, a person does it, b'mezid, is an issacharis without Edom, but if there are Edom with Hasra, the person gets Chas Shalom. Skila! Skila is the worst form of Mises Bezin. Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Mechanic. That's the worst. Says, I believe it's Rav Nosson. Rashi brings that Rav Nosson is the one that holds Avar Lechalik Yotzis. It's another man, the Yama, that holds that Lelav Yotzis. According to man, the Yama, that holds Lelav Yotzis means that Havara only has a din of a lav, which means if they were Edom and Hasra, the maximum you can get is Malkus, you don't get Skila. No, Baruch Hashem, I don't get Skila, I get Malkus. But that's the lav yotzes. According to Mani Yom, Havar l'chalik yotzes, no, Havar is exactly the same as all the other 38. The reason why it says l'chalik is because the Torah never says loy sachroish, and loy siktzar, and loy sizra, and loy sishchoit, and all the other 38 malachas. We only learn it that it's Shabbos, kol malacha loy sasu. So I might think that you're only over on Shabbos if you do kol malacha, all 39 malachas, but you really gotta be a real shaygetz. You're only gonna get skill if you do all 39. Kamash b'loy nesvaru eish b'chol meish v'seichem, that each one of the malachas already is machayev, a separate skill. Anyway, why does the Gemara bring this by Rabbi Kiva? Because says Rashi, it says Toisus. Because if you would hold Havara, the lav yotzis, that means it's so much lighter than the other 38 malachas, I would say that's the Gabi Shabbos. Maybe the Gabi Yontif, there's no Issa malach at all. And therefore you are able to go and burn the chametz. What's the contradiction? There's a din of bir chametz you have to do b'sreifa. Do it on Yontif. Ah, you're telling me Havara is a big, big lav? No, it's only the lav yotzis. It's not a skila dik Issa of Shabbos. It's a lav for Shabbos. So maybe on Yontif it's mutar l'chatchila. Or at least for a dvar mitzvah, like burning the chametz. So see, therefore, we see the old chalik yotzes and not lelav yotzes. Ushma mina lo yamrina hoyu behutra havor letoyrech hutra nami shaloy letoyrech. That's a famous machloek of Masechtas Beah, where it talks about that there are two halachis that we have for yontif. One of them is the din of oichel nefesh, that you're allowed to go and cook. And the second one is carrying. And then there's a machloekis in the Gemara, do you say that mitoich shehutra letoyrech, since the Torah permitted you to go and do those Isurim, perhaps the Torah also was matter, even if you don't really need it. When it says Shalei L'Torah, doesn't mean you don't need it at all. It means even if you don't have a major need. That's, for instance, you have the Shaila that people always ask on Yontif. You're certainly allowed to go and carry your Talis and Machzer to Shul on Yontif, even if there's no Erev, because you're allowed to carry. Question is, are you allowed to take them home? If you have absolutely no use for them, then you really shouldn't be taking it home. You should be leaving it in shul. We have a rule. But there's got to be a tzirch tzas. You have to be able to abyssal it. And so therefore, for instance, the gabi the machzer, when you take it home, if you're taking it home after davening, then you should go and use it for Kiddush, use it for benching, go and sing some of the Zmiris from the Machzer. What are you going to do about the Talis? That's going to be a little more difficult. You know, people don't typically win a Talisim when they bring it home from Shul. So I heard a Heter from Rabbi Rottenberg in Muncie that he said, and once again, you should all consult your own competent local Orthodox rabbis if you have this Shaila. If you leave the Talis in Shul, fine, then you take it home. Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yontif, no problem. But if you dafka want to take it home, so he said, if it has an Atara, and therefore it's a valuable talis, and you're afraid that either it might get stolen, mislaid, misplaced, confused with somebody else's talis, and therefore you're concerned about you might lose this talis, somebody else will confuse your talis with this talis, then that's already a tzairich. A tzairich is you don't want to have agmas nefesh for the rest of Yontif. Oy, vavoy, I left my talis in shul. Who knows whether it's still going to be there? And I spent $200 for this beautiful atar. It's five rings, seven, six lines of all those boxes. Or whatever. Hey, you paid $500, whatever it is. So that's already a tzairich. You want to make sure that you have it. So he said that would be mutter to take home. Again, consult your local competent Orthodox rabbi about shaylas l'halach.
Just to wear it home.
I'm sorry?
Just to wear it home.
If you want to wear it home, that's great. Now the question is, should you wear a talis in the street? Oh, so you wear a coat over that. Sure. What happens if it's 95 degrees outside? Fine, again, speak to your rabbi and figure it all out. Yes. Again, getting back to our Gemara, so I might have thought that since you're allowed to go and make a fire for cooking on Yontif, I could certainly make a fire to go and burn the chametz on Yontif. You see for Rabbi Akiva that I do not say, Mitrech Shehut Ravol Letzairich, is Hutra Nami Shehloi Letzairich. And that's why, says Rabbi Akiva, by default, this B'yom Rishon must mean Erev Yontif and not the first day of Yontif. Toner Rabbanon. Okay, we're now focusing on something else. And the focus is that I have two psukim that seem to be parallel and redundant. What do I mean? I have one pasuk, Shivas Yomim Se'or Lo Yimotziv Vatechem. Whenever we use the word Se'or over here, it's basically synonymous with the word Chametz. Think more later, not today, tomorrow, the next day, is going to talk about why do I have to have a separate Isser for Se'or and what for Chametz. Chametz means, as we know, leavened bread, challah, mezoinis, anything which is your normal chametz, what we call chametz. Tzor is special sourdough, not the same as yeast, but sourdough that's used that you put into the dough and it causes it to rise. Anyway, again, we're going to talk about the differences in the future. But for our purposes, tzor and chametz are basically synonymous. And one pasuk says, Shivas yom tzor lo yimotzi b'teichem, lo yimotzi, you should not find it in your home. What do I need that pasuk for? I have another pasuk. Here it says both. Throughout your whole boundary, your whole border. Now the border presumably includes your house, together with the front chatzer and the back rechava, your property. So once it says, what do I need the pasuk? Both of these terms are basically synonymous. What do I need them both for? So I'll tell you why. I would say, the pasuk of Leiro Lecha Si'or, why did it say Lecha? We mentioned this already yesterday in the Gemara, that Lecha means Shalcha Yatara. You're not allowed to see your chametz. Avataroy Shalachem, you're allowed to see other people's chametz. Even in your own Givul. I'm not talking about you walking down the street on Broadway and you see bakeries functioning on Yontif. Of course you're allowed to go and see that chametz. We're talking about even if it's on your property, in your house, if it's not your chametz, it's shel acherim. Rashi says shel acherim means shel nochri, of a goy, of a Gentile. We're not talking about Jewish chametz, we're talking about a Gentile's chametz. If a Gentile has chametz in your house, mutalach. V'shel gavoya, what happens if you have chametz of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Now how would you have chametz of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? So now you're going to tell me, well, maybe you have a, sorry?
Hegdish.
Okay, but before we get to Hegdish, I might think maybe you're talking about a carbon mincha. The problem is that all menachos ba'ois matzah. So maybe we're talking about the lachmei toida, where 10 of the lachmei toida, that's chametz. As you know, we don't even bring a toida on Erev Yontif. That's why we leave out mizmor l'soida on Erev Yontif. Aha. So maybe it's from the day before Erev Yontif. A toida is only necha l'yom v'layla. So you wouldn't have chametz of a toida. So maybe it's from the shtei alechem, which was brought chametz. But the shtei alechem you bring on Shavuos. So it's very hard to go and find the shtei alechem from Shavuos on Erev Pesach. So what are we talking about over here? of Shel Gavoya, said Brother Shai a minute ago. We're talking about a person that was makdashit for Bedek HaBayis. A person had an extra loaf of bread, and he says, I'm makdashit Bedek HaBayis. He gives it over to the Gizbar, and he says, it's yours, do with it whatever you want to. Okay, so that's called Shel Gavoya. So if you have that in your Rishus, again, no din of Bayiroa, Bali Yabatsa. So Yochel, I would think, therefore, Yatman, since the din of Bal Yiroah means you shouldn't see it, right? Bal Yiroah shouldn't be visible, so I'm going to hide it. I'm going to hide it under my bed. Maybe I'm going to make a hole in the ground, I'm going to hide it there. Maybe I'm allowed to have chometz, which is hidden. Or, Yikal Pigdonis Ben Anachri, I can go into a business and say, I'm willing to be a guardian, a trustee, for all pikadoins that a goy wants to leave with me. Because we just said now, so, goyim, yes, I know it's Passover, but you can pass over all of your pigdonas of bread and chametz and leave it with me, because I would think it's permissible. Tama loyim lo yimotze, no, you're not allowed to have chametz. Not only lo yiroi, lo yimotze, so therefore it could not be hidden, and also you cannot take a pikon. That's a steer, you just said now you are allowed to go and take have a goy's chametz, and here it says you're not allowed to take a bikon of a goy. So Mitch, we're going to discuss that as we go through the Gemara.
The thing is, though, is that it's a custom amongst certain families that they store their chametzik of kalim in separate cabinets. They put the chametzik of food and they tape it up.
And what do they do? They just leave it there?
They just leave it there.
No, just leave it there? Do they go to the rabbi and sell the chametz?
Yes.
Oh, it's a different story. Because you're selling the chametz. It's not yours anymore. Now, in fact, that's an excellent example depicting graphically what we're talking about in the Gemara. That I, through my rabbi, I don't know all the goyim in the world. My rabbi does. So my rabbi arranges with a goy, and he says, are you a goy? I'm 100% I'm a goy. Good. I'm now selling to you all my congregants and all my members' chametz. How much? For $100,000. I can't afford $100,000. You don't have to pay on it. You come back, Mitchum, within 30 days, Mitchum will work it out. You'll pay it out. You can pay it in installments, but I sell you the whole chametz. It's going to be a lot of money. Okay, but I'm willing to take the risk. So he buys all the chametz in town. All the congregants, all the members, the rabbis' chametz, the rebbetzin's chametz, everybody's chametz. So therefore, the chametz that you have now in those hidden cabinets that you taped and that you closed up and that you tied and that you sealed, the chametz and the chametz that came in, they don't belong to you anymore. They belong to the guy. You better not open up those tapes and take it on yonder because you're stealing from the guy. It belongs to the guy the entire yonder. But how am I allowed to have that in my rishus? It's chametz. Oh, shalachoy atoroy atoroy shalachaynim shal gavay. And as you know, after yontem is over, then the rabbi calls the guy and says, you know, maybe we can go and I want all the chametz back.
Unwind
the whole transaction, yeah. And I'll give you a couple of dollars, and it always works.
You told us that we shouldn't, one time we shouldn't sell the kalim.
Very good point. So, what Brother Shai is saying is, there's a big shaila. If your shtar, which the shtar mechira includes the kalim themselves, you're going to have a problem after yontif.
Maybe use them for...
Not that he used them. A goyish kli. If you buy a kli from a goy, whether it's an old kli or a new kli, we learn from the Mechemes Midyan that you have to toivel all of those kalim. So you'd have to toivel all your kalim. So the answer is, you don't go and sell the kalim, you sell the chometz embedded in the kalim. Every Kaili has bliois of chametz, so therefore those bliois, those absorptions, that's what I sell to the goy, and not the Kaili itself. Yeshe koyach, Brother Shai. But getting back to our Gemara, again, discuss all contemporary halachic shaylas with the rabbis, we just have to go through the daf. So it says the Gemara yet, ain li ele benachri shloi kib shosoi, vein shori imcha b'chotzer. Maybe the isser of chametz only applies to a nachri who is not subservient to you. He doesn't work for you. He's not your employee. He's not your slave. He's not your servant. And he's a total stranger that has nothing to do with you. He doesn't live with you in the same chatzah. Maybe only that pikadoin of chametz is osur because of lo yimotzei. But maybe the chametz of a nochrishim, a nochri that is subservient to you, is part of your household. Then maybe vishori imcha b'chatzah, and he lives together with the chatzah. He lives in your house, he lives next door, he lives in your chatzit. I mean, how do we know that even that chometz is asur? Now, before you continue on, this Gemara would seem to be, like the Gemara says, klap ilai. It seems to be reverse. You're saying, I might think that the only chametz which is osur is only that of a stranger who comes from Alaska. But the nochri that lives together with you, your household, maybe you're allowed to hold the chametz there. It's the other way around. It's the svara is maybe only the haimish goy that lives in your home, in your household, that maybe only his chametz is osur. But maybe the chametz from the stranger in Alaska, that would be mutter. Gemara is going to ask that kasha a little bit further down the amt. So limatzu b'techa means any type of chametz from anyone, whether it's a local goy, it's a goy from Alaska, from Alabama, it makes no difference, from Australia, you're now going to hold that chametz. I only know the house in the chometz in your house. It says, what happens if there happens to be chometz in your bar, shiach umara, in your backyard? That's why you have to have the pasuk in your entire, within your boundaries, within your borders, which includes the bar shiach umara. We have the two psukim, and based on these two psukim, remember one pasuk was the se'or lo yimatzi bebateichem, that's the lo yimatzi pasuk, and then we have the lo yiroa pasuk, lo yiroa lechos'or bechol gvulecha. So says the Gemara, we've now gone through a couple of drashos. It would appear that certain drashos only apply to Bali Yiroa, and certain drashos only applies to Bali Yimatze. How do you know to mix the two? Because the two are really identical. It says the Gemara, no. Vadayin Oimer. Bebatim Oimer. The Bebatim means Se'or Liyimatze Bevoteichem. That pasuk I learned, Mishem Bali Yiroa, Bali Yimatze, that you're not allowed to have chametz. And he also learned Bali Yatmin, because Yimatze means not only they don't see, but not that's hidden. Because Bali Yimatze shouldn't be on your property at all. Out! Aroitz! Oh, so that's what I learned from that pasuk, from Li Yimatze. Bigvulin Shulcha, that's the other pasuk where it says Li Yodacha Se'or. B'chol gvulecha, it's in your gvul, within your boundaries. I'ataroy, v'ataroy shalachem v'shal gavoya. There we said you are allowed to go and see shalachem goyish shachametz v'shal gavoya and Hashem's chametz in the form of hegdish. How do I know? Because it says leirah lecha sa'ar. So I darshin lecha shalcho yataroy v'ataroy shalachem. Minay litan so v'shal zeh bezeh v'shal zeh bezeh. How do I know that I mix and match? And I say that the drushes that I learned of the Bal Yatman, Bal Yikabu Pigdoinis Menanokri, that applies in the Gvulin, not only in the Batim, but in the Gvulin. And how do I know that the heter of Shalcho Yataroy, Bataroy Shalachim, Shal Gavoya, which is in the Pasik of the Gvulin, Bechol Gvulecha, that applies also to the Batim? How do I know that I mix and match the two? Minayin Litas Omer Shalzeb, Zeb, Shalzeb, Zeb, Tabaloyma. Sar, Sar, Ligzeira Shava. It says twice Sar. The first pasuk says Shivas Yom Sear Leimatzi Vatechem. The second pasuk says Lo Yira Lecha Sear Lo Yira Lecha Chametz B'Chol Gvulechas. I learned Sear Sear. So that what Sear Nema Sear Bebatim, and it says Sear Leimatzi Vatechem. Then Nema Sear BeGvulin Lo Yira Lecha Sear B'Chol Gvulecha. Ma Sear Omen Bebatim Oy B'Mishum Bal Yira Ubal Yimatzi Ubal Yatmin Ubal Yekabel Pigdoymis Min Hanochrim, because it says Lo Yimatzi, you cannot find it even if it's hiding under the ground, and don't even find it if it belongs to a goy. Afsaora on big vulin, it says bechulelach. It's also oyim mishum val yiro val yimatzi uval yatmin uval yikabel b'donis men hanochrim. Same halacha applies. Umasaora on big vulin shelcho yatorei b'atorei shelchem shel gavoy. You're allowed to see goyish chametz. You're allowed to see hegdish chametz. Afsaora mubabatim shelcho yatorei b'atorei shelchem shel gavoy. And therefore, both the isur of yatmin and yikabel b'donis applies to both Bal Yeroa Pasek and Bal Yimatzei Pasek, and also the heter of Shalcho Yatoroy Vatashiroy Shalachim Shal Gavoya applies both to the Bal Yeroa Pasek and the Bal Yimatzei Pasek. The two psukim merge into one. All heterim, all isurim apply across the board. Good. The Gemara is again going to explain all of this, and we start again. Omamar. We said in the middle of the Brisa, Eimli El Benachi Shalakim Shasei. Maybe the isser of seeing chametz in your rishus only applies to a nachri who is a real stranger. He's not kibshasi, he's not subservient to you. He doesn't live locally in your chotzer, or locally in New York. He lives in Alaska, or Australia. That's the issue, perhaps, of Bal Yimatzeh. How do I know that Nochri Shib Kibshase, a Nochri that lives with you, that is Kovush, he is subservient to you, Vishari Imcha Bechatzer, who lives, in fact, in your Dalet Amos, in your household, Minayin? How do I know? Tamaloyim lo Yimatzeh. Freitimara Klapi Laya. Logic would tell you just the reverse, that if anything, perhaps the Posik of Lo Yeroa, Mit Lo Yimatzeh, is initially only referring to the Chometz of the Goy who lives in your household, because since he's part of your household, it makes sense that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't only worry Mr. and Mrs. Smith about your own Chometz, but worry about your Goy who lives in your household, your butler, your waiter, whatever, who's in charge of some of your household needs. Make sure, don't have his chametz. But how do I know the guy from Alaska, who is a total stranger? Maybe that chametz is permissible. Tamalayim. So Sedeva klapalayim. It should be the other way around. Says the Gemara, Amar Baya, Epoch, tak, reverse it the other way around, and start again. Eng li'el ben achri shir kibshase, b'sharim chabuchatzer. How do I know anachri shalai kibshase? Tamalayim. Rav amaloy l'may tepach. And by the way, Rabbi Yisai, you'll find often in Shas that when we have a shaila about a mishnah or a braisa, Abai is the one that tends to allow for textual surgery. He will often say chsur mechsur v'hachiktani, or switch around the madiyam. Well, Rava is very, very strong about textual integrity, and he said, no, if we don't have to go and switch the text, I prefer to leave it. And therefore, Rava amar lo ilam loy tepach. I prefer leaving it the way it is. V'areisha koi, and this halacha that we said in the Braisa, in the El Benochrish, like Kibshasim, in Shari Mechabachatzer, is not going on the Issur of the Braisa, although that's what it sounds like, but it really goes back to the beginning of the Braisa. Which says in the Braisa, Shalchiyatar, Yatar, Shalchem, Shalchavar, you're allowed to see the Chametz of a Goy. So now the Braisa says, maybe I'm allowed to go and see the Chametz of a Goy that really is unrelated to me. He's not subservient to me. He's a free, independent Goy. He doesn't live with me in the chatzah. So that's why I'm allowed to see his chametz. I have nothing to do with that guy. He's, you know, miles away. Yeah, his chametz is here, but I'm no shaykhs. There the Torah says, Shalcha ataroya, I'm sorry, Shalcha I ataroya, ataroya shalcheir. But not Shikim Shasim, Shari Mechab Chatzim, if you have someone in your household who works for you and does the cleaning, the laundry, the this, the that, or the other thing, a nachri, and he or she has chometz there, maybe I should go and say that that is asur. No, it's similarly mutter. Not only the Alaskan guy that has chometz in your shoes, but even your local chometz of your local household worker, employee who lives in your chatzar, also the din is mutalach, shalachoyataraya, avataraya, shalachayim, shalgabay. So now the rationale for logic works very nicely. I might have thought the Torah is only matir, the stranger goy chometz, kamashmal, and even the local household goy's chometz is also mutter bebal yiroh bal yimotzei. Zokti Yomara, that pshat really sounds so beautiful, but the problem is that the braisa ends off tamal loymer lo yimotzei. Lo yimotzei is no. No. V'haytanim heter ha'atera, according to you, Rava, this Tana is trying to explain the heter of shalcho i'ataroya v'ataroya shal acherim, that the acherim includes not only the foreign guy, but even the local guy, v'nosim lakor li'isura. And to prove the point, he brings a pasuk that says it's aser. That doesn't make sense. Every mara mishim shenema l'cho l'cho atrei zimni. The truth of the matter is, it's not from the word lo yimotzei, even though that's what it says in the braisa, but really it's from the fact that it says l'cho two times. What means that it says l'cho two times? So Rashi says, because there are two separate psukim. One pasuk says lo yiroa l'cho se'or b'chol gvulecha shivas yamim, a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. And then there's another pasuk, that's a pasuk that we quoted on top. That's in Parshas Boy. Why do I have to have two lechas? One lecha would be enough. Well, for that matter, what do I need two separate psukim for? So therefore, the loy lecha siar in one case, leira lecha in the other case, in Parshas A, in the Parshas Shmois, the two lechas come to tell you twice, But what I don't understand, but those two psukim of the lecha, both of them are lo yira lecha, and here we're talking about lo yimatze. Zok Rashi, like we find very often in Shas, em einu inyan lebal yira, because I already have a pasuk in Parshas Bo. What do I need a pasuk in Parshas Riei? Tenei inyan to the din of lo yimatze. So as if this lecha says in the parsha of Se'or. Notice the first pasuk that we've been focusing on. Shivas yom se'or li'yimatzev v'teichem. It doesn't say over there, shalcha. It just says, se'or li'yimatzev v'teichem. So I import this second lecha to that pasuk to tell you the gabi lo yimatzev. All to the same halach applies. Shalcha yi ataroya, aval ataroya shalachayim shalgavai. So when it says lo yimatzev in the brisa, according to Rava, it's not lo yimatzev. Don't see it, but fakert. Don't see yours, but you're allowed to see the guys. I'm just going to learn another few lines at the top of the Amid, and I'll let you all go. I would think that since it says lo yiru'eh lecha, you're not allowed to go and see the chametz, but you're allowed to hide the chametz. And I would think it says shelcha yatoroy avatoroy shelachirim, that you're allowed to go, that you are allowed to go and see the chametz of a goy in your rishus. So I would think you kabel pikdonis when an akram. You're allowed to take a pikdon from a goy and hold on to it throughout yontif. Tam aloyim aloyim atzay, no, no, no. Don't hold on to pikdon. Frey Timara, come on. Are you listening to what you're saying? Listen for a moment. You're allowed to see the chametz of a goy. And then you're saying, no, but don't take a pikdon from a goy. Why not? You're allowed to. It really depends whether that chometz has any shaychus to you at all. If it's a bikon that you have no requirements, no responsibility, no obligations, you can go and pile on the chometz of the goy.
Why then take a pikudim?
Because let's say if you're getting paid. And we're going to talk another case in a moment about the bnei chela. Those are the soldiers. Person, you got to make a living in Baisai, especially now with the pandemic. You do the best you can, whatever you can make money on. So I open up a business right before Yontif.
Chametz storage,
exactly, for the whole Yontif. After Yontif is over, I give you back all the chametz, and you got to go and pay me for Yontif. I'll start 5 minutes before, so it won't be an Isser Moloch on Yontif. It'll be Havla. The Torah says you're not allowed to lay your matze. But the Torah says you're allowed to go and see the chametz shalachayim of goy. Make up your mind. If you have a chreis, meaning that if the goy can come to you and say, hey, where's my pikadon? I'm sorry, I don't know. You got to pay me for it. It's what we call the dobra goyrim lemomain. That means something that I am going to be responsible for. So then it's partially mine in the sense that I have liabilities. I don't have rights, but I certainly have liabilities vis-a-vis these assets, and so therefore it's considered to be mine. Those pikdonis are not allowed to have. But if I have no kabbalas achrayis at all, if it gets lost, if it gets burned, if it gets stolen, it's not my problem, it's your problem, then you can go and hold on to such chametz.
Yeah, by taking a pikdon, does it change a person's requirement as terms
in
of shmira?
In the pikdon document, you have to write very expressly with the guy, I hereby absolve myself from all responsibility and all obligations vis-a-vis this pikadon. If the guy signs on the dotted line that he agrees, then you're off the hook. Rav, as you know, was the Rav of the town of Mechayza, so he would go and instruct the people who lived in Mechayza. Be'iru chamira de b'nei chela mibataychu. B'nei chela means the soldiers. Soldiers in the good old days were not supported by the government, but supported by the local populace. And therefore, every week or every 2 weeks, they would set themselves down in a particular town and community and say, Chevra, you're now in charge of us for the next 2 weeks. You have to supply us with food, and you have to launder our garments, and you have to take care of all of our needs and give us free food and board for the next week or two. Why? Because we are protecting you. We're the army. That was the rule. Okay, so now what happens if some of these soldiers have chametz in the houses of the Jews during Yontif? Said Rava to the Mnei Mechayza, make sure that they do not store any of their chametz in your homes during Yontif. Why? Keeping the Ilan Migna, because if it gets stolen. The Ilan Mitbet, if it gets lost. Bishu Saichu Koi, they are going to come and say, it's in your Rishus, you're obligated to be Isa Lishlume, you have to pay me. Kitul Chayndami, then it belongs to you. You have liabilities vis-a-vis this Chametz. Therefore, and that's why you're not allowed to hold it in your possession. Tell the goy, tell the Bnei Chayil, I'm very, very sorry. Don't leave the chametz with me. Leave it with my next door neighbor, Johnny. He's got plenty of storage room. He's not Jewish. Leave what all your chametz. Leave it there. Don't leave it in your rishus. So the Mahani Chlam and the Yomah Dabergurim Lamamin Kemamain Dami. This whole cheshash is Dabergurim Lamamin. That means even though at the moment I have absolutely no responsibilities, no liabilities, no obligations, but it could lead to a monetary obligation. How could it lead? If somebody steals, if somebody loses. So that's called a Dabar Goyim Lamamin, which means it has the potential of having a monetary effect on me. But at the moment it has no monetary effect. So that makes sense. According to the Man Diyamar, Kimamun Dami, I have a Chiyav of thinking, don't allow that chametz in my rishus. Who cares the chametz? Your chametz ish. Worst comes to worst, if I become responsible, I become responsible. But at the moment, I have no shaykhus to the chametz. Everything more shani yochad yomer lo yimatzei. Lo yimatzei tells you that even according to the man yomer that holds dover agoyim kamamun lav kamamun dami. Nevertheless, don't even hold that chametz in your shoes because it might potentially involve you in financial obligations. Ikri yamri, I have another version of the story. Hanichal man yomer dover agoyim kamamun lav kamamun dami. According to man yomer that holds lav kamamun dami, hainid itzdich lo yimatzei. That's what I need the extra lo yimatzei for. That under normal circumstances, it's not a problem because of the fact that I have no shaykhus to it. So if I don't have to go and be mavayir the chametz, because worst comes to worst, if he gets stolen, I'll worry about it then. But I don't have to be mavayir the chametz. I don't have to tell him get the chametz out of my house. That's what you need leimotzi for to tell you no. Eleman liyomar kimamin dami according to many homo that holds that is kimamin dami. Then leimotzi lamli. What do I need a special bus of leimotzi? This is a generic halacha that applies kolatayir kula. If it's around, I'm allowed to return it to the goy. What happens if, not during Pesach, during the year, if it doesn't get stolen, and if it doesn't get lost, but it's still around, I just give it to the goy. I would say, it's not considered to be in my rishus, and therefore I'm off the hook. That's why the Yamasi comes and tells you, no. Even though, yes, if it's around, you can return it. But because if it gets lost, if it gets stolen, you cannot return it and you're going to be on the hook for it. That's why the Yamasi tells you that you're going to be chayiv and bal yiroh bal yimotzei. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Any questions?